We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning show on Sports Radio 92 on the game. A lot to talk about on this very busy Monday with all the news. Certainly a lot of Tiger talk throughout the program. As we mentioned, we're going to clear the decks at 8 o'clock because I want to know, especially from those of you who are there, and between now and then, we're going to be talking about it, but kind of compiling some texts and some tweets. Like, for example, Brian in the 678 has already texted into us this morning, Hugh, on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, which you can text. We tell you to put our phone number into your phone at 404-741-0929, 404-741-0929, and that way you could just text us either or call us. You just hit the number. You don't have to, you know, dial it every time. And Brian in the 678 says, comeback athlete of the year, hands down. And he's right. He is already. It's April, and there's nothing. I don't even know what you would have to do to be comeback athlete of the year to top that.
I would say this because of the long drought that we've had. And we've always been talking about Tiger. We've always heard people say, is this it for Tiger? Is Tiger back? And, you know, ever since he's had the back surgeries and all, everything that he has been through, this is kind of what we've been waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
Been waiting on it a long time. And it's just a great feeling to see him, one of the greatest golfers to ever play the game, come back and win in the fashion that he won it in.
Well, the Braves came back over the weekend, too. They lost the first two to the Mets and really kind of, you know, scuffled for a couple of nights and turned it around on Saturday and Sunday, played really good baseball. And some guys getting hot, not just Acuna carrying the team or Freddie having his moments, but Nick Markakis. A lot of people, you didn't want Nick Markakis back on this team, but boy, is Nick Markakis starting to warm to the task.
Club, and at the end of the season, give me one back that's better. Oh, we haven't seen many better swings than that one as Nick Markakis has just tied the game with a solo home run.
Matt Vasgersian on ESPN, that was the second home run of the weekend for Markakis, and then Josh Donaldson also starting to warm to the task.
It's Donaldson with a shot into left that goes!
He is feeling it. It started early in this game. He spit on a changeup to get a walk, and now he sits on a fastball.
Yeah, all right, so one more soundbite here. This is Brian Snitker talking about the fact that we've seen Josh Donaldson play really good defense, and we've seen him get on base. But now we're starting to see him swing the bat.
Yeah, you're right. We said it's been about the last 5 or 6 days that he's, you know, even the outs have been loud and really hard. And it's kind of, you just get that feeling that he's fixing to start something really good.
This is what we talked about, why you went out and got Josh Donaldson, Hugh. If you go out and get this guy, if he starts to warm up alongside Acuna in the middle of that lineup and Markakis is playing well, Braves have no problem with offense, none.
No, and the defense is playing pretty good as well, John. And you look at the way that different guys are starting to contribute now. It just took a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell the way that this season is going to go with the Mets, the Nationals making a little bit of noise. The beautiful thing about what's going on right now in baseball is 2 weeks into the season is that it feels like the NL East is probably going to be one of the most exciting divisions to watch this year. It really is. Because you're looking at how the Mets coming out the gate right now.
Right.
You know everybody's already talking about the Phillies and what they did in the offseason and the Nationals. So it's going to be one of the most fun divisions to watch this year in baseball.
Well, it's virtual tie right now. Philadelphia and Mets and Braves all have 9 wins on the season. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot of back and forth that goes on here. And the Braves got to Jacob deGrom, no less, on Sunday night and battered him around. I mean, arguably best pitcher in baseball. Right there, at least, in the discussion of best pitcher in baseball, and they hit him pretty hard. So the Braves' offense is not an issue. We know that their defense has been fine. The question becomes, what about their pitching? And suddenly what happened is Sean Newcomb goes out there, gets rocked. They send, you know, Kyle Wright has, you know, struggled a little bit. They sent him to AAA. Here they sent Sean Newcomb back to AAA.
Yeah. Yeah. That shows me, John, that, you know, honestly, that the Braves aren't messing around. They're looking for guys that can step up in these roles, in the pitching roles, and contribute right away. I mean, I know a lot of people are looking at it like they want to go out there, and you know the name we've been talking about for weeks, Craig Kimbrel.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not a Craig Kimbrel situation right now. This is a starting pitcher
situation. Oh, but it might be because Vizcaíno is now on the 10-day disabled list.
Yeah, it might be. It's still up in the air. But to me, that screams that we're going to be competitive and we're going to do what we have to do in order to stay competitive, because they, I think they kind of also feel like this is going to be a race down to the wire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, and they're just trying to figure out the starting rotation and how it's all going to work in terms of feeling out this guy and this guy, because we're waiting for Fulton Nevich to show up, right? Mm-hmm. Is Soroka going to come back? Because it looks like both are, and both are close. I wouldn't surprise me if Mike Fultonevich gets a call this week. And, you know, and through all of this, there's been, you know, the hot hand of Max Fried. But the one constant really has been Julio Teheran.
Yeah.
Hugh, Julio Teheran did it again last night. He hasn't been great, but he's been kind of a rock through the ups and downs and Dow Joneses of every other pitcher on this staff.
Yeah, man, he gave you six innings last night, six hits, one run. That's nothing to sneeze at. And then, you know, A.J. Minter in the closing position, he did pretty good for you last night.
Right.
But I'm surprised, John, that you didn't say anything about the leadoff, because I know for you that has been a little bit of an issue.
You know,
and for Ozzie Albies to do what he did last night. I'm surprised you didn't mention that sooner.
I'm thrilled that, you know, I think they've settled. I think it started to look to me, you know, they're still working through things. The Braves are kind of a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I they paid Ozzie the money, and if he can inherit that leadoff spot and do it, then I'm really good with that. I'm also good with the idea of Ronald Acuna being the full-time center fielder and basically telling Ender Inciarte, thanks, it's been fun, but go ahead and play Camargo and left. I'm good with that idea. And I know that they've been, you know, working with it over the last few games. Christian Pache is down there. Whether he's a center fielder, I don't know. Maybe Acuna eventually becomes your right fielder and Pache becomes your center fielder. But I could see why. Look, Ronald Acuna is such a great player that I think that, you know, eventually, like I said, right, but I'm good with him now inheriting center field.
And then not only that, John, you got him for as long as you have. You might as well see how much, like, allow him to grow into different roles. And it also allows you to also potentially put Johan Camargo in the lineup a little bit more when you start moving guys around.
That's what
like
I mean.
That.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that gives you a lot of flexibility. I mean, his ability to not only hit with power, but his ability to pinch hit has been, switch hit rather, has been, you know, obviously well documented. So he gives you a lot of flexibility within your lineup on what to do with him. The Braves, again, are just kind of feeling themselves out, but more so, not in the lineup and in the position battle that's going on in the outfield, but more so, Hugh, in that starting rotation, because we haven't been able to see yet where they've settled into the starting rotation. And they've got some really good starts this year. You know, Newcomb gave him good starts. Fried gave him certainly good starts. I mean, Max Fried has been terrific. Julio Teheran's been solid and a solid rock. This is why I'm glad they didn't trade him. And we talked about whether or not they were going to trade him at the beginning of the year. But he's been kind of the guy who's been kind of the core guy so far this season. Now, whether that stays or not, I don't know. But you have a situation where we're still trying to figure out which one of these young kids is going to stick. Do you now suddenly worry that Sean Newcomb won't be one of those young kids? Are we to worry about that? He was a given last year. A given.
I don't think so. I think that they still believe in him. They just feel like right now, with the race being the way that it is in the division, that maybe they send him down, give him an opportunity to get his stuff together, and then probably bring him back.
Oh, that's exactly what they'll do.
Yeah.
It's a mechanical issue with him, partly. But also, it's just whether it clicks for him or not, you know. And so this is where Rick Kranitz, the new pitching coach, is. This is a lot to do with Rick Kranitz, the new pitching coach, because he is not messing around.
Yeah, and it's probably another thing, John, where when you look at the Braves pitchers, for the most part, they're trying to be a little bit more aggressive. And the one thing that I remember about Sean Newcomb, his first couple of pitches, when he coming out the gate, he's a little rocky. You know, he's not really being there. He puts runners on base initially. So maybe that's one of the reasons why man, we're gonna be in a tight race. And we can't afford that. Right now, we can't afford to giving up runs early in the game and putting runners in position to score when we have these other guys are out there that are doing exactly they're being aggressive with their first and third pitches and things of that nature and throwing strikes. That's the biggest thing. He's not throwing strikes at the beginning of the game. So that's probably one of the main reasons why they sent him down.
You know, I never thought about, you know, the team with its embarrassment of riches as far as starters go, with all these young arms, I never thought that maybe you go into the market and look for a starter, kind of like what you did last year with Kevin Gausman. But I'm starting to change my tune a little bit because, frankly, I look at the starters in there and say, you know, if these guys are not ready for primetime, and I'm not ready to go there yet because Foltynewicz and Soroka are coming back. Let's see what they can do. But at some point later in the summer, if you go through this round of young pitchers and they're not quite ready for primetime, it's not like it was with Glavine and Smoltz where they could let them work through the season. Because those teams, Hugh, that when Glavine went 7-17 or whatever his record
you
was,
those
teams weren't any good. You know, those teams weren't.
But you got embarrassment of young pitchers down there.
I know.
In your farm system.
But if they're not ready yet.
Yeah, but I think what they're trying to do is find out there's going to be some opportunities there for some of these young guys to step up and fill certain roles until you get a Foltynewicz healthy. So I think they're going to do that until they figure out who is a young guy that can stay up with the big club.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.